Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. Drama's brewing in State League footy, the Glenorchy Football Club has come out swinging against some negative media. The Mercury reporting the club is on the verge of collapse, struggling to get a side up for the 2023 season. Club president Scott Donaghy isn't thrilled with the attention they're getting.
I went and had what I thought was an honest and confidential discussion with AFL Tats. And then parts of that stuff comes up in the media yesterday. We didn't give them permission to release that information, but they chose that, yep, no, we'll talk about this. All right? What they're doing is jeopardising our future.
Meantime, the state opposition's calling for a shake-up of Tasmanian's footy league, saying the Magpies situation is proof of an underfunded sport. Today we'll get the latest data on the cost of living. Experts reckon consumer prices jumped by 7.6% in the December quarter over the Christmas period. Those figures will also impact whether the RBA decides to increase the cash rate. A national summit on online dating safety is getting started today in a bid to stamp out sexual harassment, abusive language and unsolicited images on the likes of Tinder. Tech giants are also set to be questioned on possible changes to unmatch features that's allowed some offenders to hide from victims. And we've been given a glimpse into this year's Dark Mofo program, the Winter Festival giving us an exclusive performance of A Divine Comedy running from June 16 to 18. The Hobart Hurricanes' Big Bash season is on the line as they take on Brisbane Heat in the North today. Canes spinner Paddy Dooley says the team will play with freedom.
I think it sort of just crystallises it, doesn't really change it. I think T20 cricket, you want to take the bold option. So I think, you know, more so than ever, you know, there's no sort of second guessing.
And Novak Djokovic will attempt to secure his spot in a 44th Grand Slam semi-final. The Joker headlines today's Oz Open quarter-final at Melbourne Park. And the Aussie women are ahead in the international T20 ahead of tomorrow's Hobart match against Pakistan.